The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio. And we are here on this amazing last weekend of June. And here in the greater Seattle area, we have a lot of hot weather and lately, and the flowers are blooming. And, you know, in our state of Washington, things are starting to open up. Matter of fact, June 30th, quote unquote, Governor Inslee in the state of Washington has said that we are open for business. And that means all kinds of things. But it also means that there's a lot of changes and can be some anxiety or concern about being a senior in right after a pandemic, that even though they may have been vaccinated and they feel like, okay, I've been vaccinated, there still could be some anxiety, some concerns about, am I going to be safe, all these different things. And so obviously we really wanted to dedicate this program on embracing summer and getting out there with your loved ones. And we are very, very blessed this hour to be with one of our very favorite people, Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. Daphne, I'm so glad you're here.
I am too. Thank you.
And you are, I love it. You are coming to us from your boat, and you must be right in the middle of Puget Sound someplace, are you?
I'm in Puget Sound in Washington State and having fun. I'm trying to escape some of our heat. We don't do very well with heat in Washington, and I am a self-professed weather wimp, so below 30 and above 78, I'm kind of crabby, and this Minnesotan can't do 40 below and 100 degrees anymore.
Well, there you go. Well, so I know you probably have similar heritage that I do, because after I pulled my ancestry, I am Swedish, Norwegian, and Scottish. So you figure my ancestry, 99% is all Norse land. So you think I do well in hot weather? Mm-mm. No way. So, you know, I am very envious of you being out in your boat and being blessed in, you know, just with our beautiful, beautiful state and all of the gems of our islands and our scenery and, you know, everything that the Pacific Northwest offers. This is the time to be here. And so for those of you that are listening nationally, you know, if you ever think about making a trip to the Pacific Northwest, this is the time to go, because it is pretty amazing. So Daphne, speaking of getting out there, and you're doing that, our seniors, what's going on with our seniors right now? I mean, as far as embracing to come, you know, to get out. I mean, I've been hearing a lot of, you know, anxiety. There's a little bit of fear out there. There's a little bit of trepidation. What are you hearing out there?
Well, I have the good fortune of being able to talk to colleagues across the nation, though we are in the state of Washington, and we still are I'm going to use the term loosely, but locked down. We're not 100% open in the state of Washington. Mm-hmm. And so we're a little bit different here in the state of Washington than what I hear across the nation. It varies from state to state. And so I can speak to what's going on in Washington specifically, and that is kind of like we're all frogs on a lily pad ready to jump off. And I think that you're right, some kind of intrepidation in terms of what is safe, what isn't safe. But I'm also hearing conversation that says, oh, I'm so relieved. Can we please just move forward? Yeah. Because we've had a year that has really tapped into who we are as people, discovering, you know, if we're more social or less social. We've been discovering what our true values are, how important are our family, how important are our things, how important is my privacy, how much of a socialite am I? I mean, just lots of introspective time that we've had. And so now, at least in the state of Washington, as we embark and look forward to being able to get out and about a little bit more, I would say be true to yourself. The overall thing, theme for today is be true to yourself and do what things are important to you that have value. Mm-hmm. My mom and I have been having a lot of conversation about that. I know I talked about my mom a lot, but of late we've been having those conversations. And she, as you all know, has arthritis, but she got on the boat the other day with us, and we just helped her get on the boat and were able to have her be safe here, but it was a high value for her to be with friends, to socialize, and we figured out how to safely do that for her.
Sure.
So the second theme is not only be true to yourself, but figure out what risks are involved in doing the things that I want, and how can I mitigate the risks?
Sure.
And so as we're looking at the summertime, sometimes there's family reunions that are going on. Maybe there's a desire for road trips. Maybe there's a desire for cross-country trips. Anything is a possibility. But the key thing is plan. Plan for whatever you're going to be doing. It's out of the norm. And if you are, you know, a child or a grandchild of a parent or grandparent, be thinking in slower motion. Everything's going to take a little bit more time to enjoy with your loved ones, your senior loved ones. And that's okay. It will help you stop and smell the roses as well.
Yeah.
So kind of get off that fast pace that we have as Americans and slow down. Getting from A to B might take twice as long. Mm-hmm. Plan for it.
If it's a 12-hour drive, it's probably 2 days and 15 hours.
Yes. Just let it be. It is what it is.
Yeah.
While we were talking about the boat theme, one of the things of boaters is that you really can't have a schedule. You can have an idea, but everything else is going to dictate where you are and what you're doing in terms of weather and whatnot. Well, embrace activities with your loved ones, your elderly loved ones.
Absolutely.
Just kind of slow down.
So, you know, it's interesting, too, because, you know, in our world, I've been hearing a lot of, well, I don't necessarily know if I'm vaccinated, am I safe? I don't know if I'm really vaccinated, am I going to pass, you know, could I pass the, you know, COVID to someone else? Or the new strain of COVID, am I going to be, all of these concerns. And yet, you know, we're talking about the vaccines that we have are like 97-98% effective. That's more effective than any other type of vaccine that we've actually been given. But the fact that we are so close to 70% here in the Washington state, and the thing is now King County, I just saw the news report, is the first county in the USA to have 70% of its residents vaccinated. And that speaks volumes to our community and the consciousness of people of being willing to, but there's a lot of communities out there across the United States or in other counties in the state of Washington that aren't close to that. So I'm hearing what you're saying. On the same token, just assuring everyone, if you've been vaccinated, you have options. I mean, and certainly there's nothing out there that's 100% effective. There's nothing. You know, cancer treatment is like, you know, I mean, we're getting better and better and better. But the good news is you could walk outside and get hit by a car on a sidewalk. You don't know. I mean, there's an element of risk that we have to realize that no matter what we do, that we're at risk. And to focus on that little small inkling to not enjoy your life is not what, you know, is not the ideal situation for you and your well-being. And I guess that's really what I wanted to put out there and kind of, I mean, are you finding that there's a little bit of trepidation in certain areas, Daphne?
I think that it's so individual that I really have conversations that are on this full spectrum from, you know, one extreme to the other. And I really do personally believe that it's an individual choice of what you choose to do that's best in your story and your unique journey through life. To do what's right for you. That's where I started. You know, be true to yourself. I think if there's one thing that I can say over the last year is I have seen a lot of mental anguish. And I'm not going to say mental illness, but certainly anguish.
Oh, sure.
And that I think people should factor into the decision-making. So again, look at your own value systems, look at your ability to discern information and your uniqueness and figure out what's right for you. Be true to you. If you're true to you to start with, I think all the decisions can fall into place that will work well. Mm-hmm. And I personally, along with what I'm hearing you say, is yes, we're at risk still to some degree or some percentage.
Small degree,
very small degree. And the likelihood of anything happening to any of us at any time is real.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
That's what you say. Let's plan. Let's go out and let's say, okay, my daughter's asked me to do this you know, for the last month now, I think I can do this.
Yeah.
I think whatever this is, mm-hmm. embark on it. Your daughter's not going to put you at risk. Your son's not going to put you at risk, but they do want to spend time with you. This is where my mom and I have had conversations about what our highest values are. And it truly, for my mom, as she continues to downsize, she's like, she had this big revelation a couple of days ago that said, my things do not represent who I am as a person.
It is good for her.
Yes,
that is huge.
And well, so it's relationships. So build your relationships this summer.
Yeah, yeah. I just heard a recent statistic that blew my mind. Our seniors in the U.S. have been mostly quarantined, 15 months, which represents 60 weeks and well over 450 days. 450 days. And when you think about, you know, what that affects you on the psyche. And so our job as family members, I would say, is to support them with ease and understanding. This is not going to be an easy transition for many of them that are not used to change, because they probably put themselves in a little bubble. And so obviously, you know, being in that little bubble to venture outside is going to be a little bit of a challenge. There's things that are different in their neighborhoods. You know, for example, you know, they might have their favorite receptionist at their dentist's office that may not be working there anymore, or the corner store shut down, or all the things that are familiar to them are, you know, there's that challenge. I mean, obviously that's an effect, but you know, the other side of it is if they can come out like your mom has, that says, wow, you know, these external things are not who I am. I've discovered so much more about myself. That's amazing in itself. So congratulations to your mom.
Yeah, it is. It's a big step. I just encourage everyone else to use these last 15 months, find the silver lining. You know, sometimes we can really focus on the things that we've had to give up, the things that we've had to miss. But now, as we, you know, especially when it's summertime, I think our energy level just lifts a little bit. Really think about the things that came good out of this last 15, 16 months. That,
you know,
I have been able to discern some big ahas. And now, how do I implement them?
Yeah.
And that might mean asking for someone's help or asking for someone to say, hey, can you help me make this happen, this bucket list idea?
Yeah.
Live. We need to live again.
I love that. And, you know, in our next segment, I want to really delve into how can we do that most effectively with our senior loved ones. But in the meantime, Daphne, how do we reach you?
You reach me at 855-734-1500. You can call us anytime or at Pinnacle Senior Placements. .com.
And to everyone, Daphne is connected not only to all kinds of places here, but she is connected to senior advisors like herself across the United States. So if it's something that you're in another state listening to this podcast, please know that we would love to help you in any way possible. And Daphne's here to help. And so she'll be right back right after this.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.